They gave me a new suit and a sword and $25 a month, just like that. Lads, this is the man I told you about. Why do you call him your grace, Sarge? Said one of the shadowy men. Carser's eyes never left Vimes's face. It's a joke. Where we come from, everyone used to call him Duke, he said. Vimes saw him slip a hand into a pocket. It came out, holding something that had a brassy glint. It was a sort of nickname, eh, Duke? Stop the kid ringing the damn bell, will you? Knock it off, Lance Constable, Vimes muttered. The noise had worked anyway. This little tableau had a silent audience now. Not that an audience would make any difference to Carser. He'd cheerfully stab you to death in the centre of a crowded arena and then look around and say, who, me? But the men behind him were edgy, like cockroaches wondering when the light was going to go on. Don't you worry, Duke, Carser said, sliding his fingers into the brass knuckles. I've told the boys about you and me, how we go back a long way and all that. Yeah, said Vimes. It wasn't prize-winning repartee, but Carser obviously wanted to talk. And how did you get made a sergeant, Carser? I heard where they were looking for coppers with fresh ideas, said Carser. And that nice Captain Swing himself talked to me, and he said he was in no doubt I was an honest man who had been unlucky. Measured me up, he did, with his calipers and his rules and geometry, and he said it proved I was not a criminal type. It was all the fault of my environment, he said. What, you mean all those dead bodies everywhere you went? Said Vimes. A nice one, Duke. And you had fresh ideas, did you? Well, he liked one of them, said Carser, narrowing his eyes. Turned out he didn't know the ginger beer trick. The ginger beer trick. Well, that just about put the tin lid on it. Torturers down the ages hadn't found the ginger beer trick, and Carser had handed it over to a patent maniac like Captain Swing. The ginger beer trick, said Vimes. Well done, Carser. You're just what Swing's been looking for. The complete bastard. Carser grinned as if he'd been awarded a small prize. Yeah, I already told him how you got a down on me for stealing a loaf of bread. Come on, Carser, said Vimes. That's not you. You never pinched a loaf of bread in your life. Murdering the baker and stealing the bakery, that'd be your style. He's a card, eh? Said Carser, winking at his men and nodding towards Vimes. Then in one movement he spun around and punched the man beside him in the stomach. You don't call me Sarge, he hissed. It's Sergeant, understand? On the floor the man groaned. I'll take that as a yes then, said Carser, slipping the brass knuckles back into his pocket. Now, the thing is, Duke, what you have here is one of my men, so how about you hand him over and we'll say no more about it. What's happening, Sarge? The voice was coming from some way behind Vimes. He turned. It was Wiglington Scutts. They looked like men who'd been running but were now trying to affect a nonchalant swagger. It was getting less nonchalant and considerably less swaggery as they eyed up the unmentionables. The frantically ringing bell, that's what they'd always used. All the coppers who heard it would converge on it because an officer was in trouble. Of course, they wouldn't necessarily help him get out of trouble, not if the odds weren't right. This was the old night watch, after all. But at least they could fish him out of the river or cut him down and see he got a decent burial. There was a rumble from further up the street, and the rattling bulk of the hurry-up turned the corner with Fred Colon at the reins and Constable Waddy hanging on behind. Vimes heard the shouts.
What's up, Bill?
It's Keelan, Vimesy, Wiglet called back. Hurry up! Vimes tried to avoid Carser's eyes, tried to appear as if nothing had happened, tried to pretend that the world had not suddenly cracked open and let in the cold winds of infinity. But Carser was smart. He glanced at Vimes, looked at Sam.
Vimesy, he said. Your name's Sam Vimes, mister.
I ain't saying anything, said Lance Constable Vimes stoutly.
Well, 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 said Carser happily. Now, here's a nice how do you do, eh? Something for a chap to think about and no mistake.
There was a creak as the hurry-up wagon rolled to a stop. Carser glanced up at the round, pale face of Corporal Colon.
You just go about your business, Corporal, said Carser. You just leave now.
Colon swallowed. Vimes could see his Adam's apple bob as it tried to hide.
We heard the ringing, he said.
Just a bit of high spirits, said Carser. Nothing that need worry you. We're all coppers here, right? I wouldn't like there to be any trouble. There's just been a bit of a misunderstanding, that's all. Sergeant Keel here was just going to hand over my friend there, right, Sergeant? No hard feelings, eh? He just happened to blunder into a little operation of ours. Best not to talk about it. Just you hand him over and